Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Massachusetts. Massachusetts has a Republican governor. Believe it or not, it has a Republican governor named Charlie Baker. Obviously, he's a moderate to liberal Republican governor. He wouldn't get Schneider up in Massachusetts. When you think that he is Elizabeth Warren is one of the senators. I honestly don't know how they have a Republican governor. I really don't. The little inkling I have is that for a couple of years in a row, they put up an absolutely terrible candidate who they thought was woke, who they thought was identity politics on the hoof. And it's a woman who is their attorney general. She's a terrible campaigner. She was the one who originally ran for the Senate for Ted Kennedy's seat against the guy. You may recall the guy who posed for Playgirl in the buff holding a white kitten in his lap. Did you remember that guy? I mean, he's bad news. Okay. And he had one term. Elizabeth Warren knocked him off. This attorney general lost to him. She loses everything. And so my advice to the Massachusetts Democratic Party, so my friends there, is get a life, get real, put up somebody who can win and govern, and don't be so concerned about trying to micromanage identity politics in Massachusetts. Anyway.
Well, let's remember too, Matt, that Massachusetts sent their governor for, I think it was two terms. I think it was 8 years. Mitt Romney was governor of Massachusetts.
You know, that is an excellent point.
Yeah.
So you out there, Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney, for God's sake.
Yeah.
The Republican nominee for president before that was governor of Massachusetts. And in 1994, most people don't remember this, he ran against Ted Kennedy for the Senate and almost beat him. That was a very bad year for Democrats. Ted had to go out and mortgage half of what he owned. And the only way they beat him in 1994, Ted Kennedy against Mitt Romney, was because Mitt, when he was a venture capitalist, had closed down a plant and thrown a lot of people out of work. And they just interviewed those guys in the picket line. That's all they had to do. And they won. But he barely, and frankly, if it hadn't been Kennedy, he wouldn't have won.
Yeah, I got a lot of friends out in Massachusetts that kind of bang their heads against the wall because they're progressives and they get frustrated right. That they can send Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren to the Senate, but then they've got a consistent streak of having
Republican
governors that are pro-business but not really great on a lot of the other issues that progressives care about.
Right, and they're not pro-labor either, believe me.
No. So,
you know, what you got is Charlie Baker, you had Mitt Romney, and you had another one too, another guy. Anyway, bottom line, what's happening in Massachusetts right now is that the GOP, you know, you'd think people would be ashamed to call themselves a Republican in Massachusetts, but they actually have a Republican Party. They're moving to censure Charlie Baker. They're moving to censure a Republican in Elizabeth Warren and Ted Kennedy's state. And why are they doing that? Because Charlie Baker had some character and he said, you know, that insurrection is too much. I think that Trump should be impeached for that. Now, that's just common sense. Mitt Romney said that. Mitt Romney said that. Liz Cheney said that. And nine other members of the House of Representatives other than Liz Cheney said that. And four other senators other than Mitt Romney left open the conviction phase. And these idiots up in Massachusetts are going, well, what? They're getting fat and sassy. Yeah, well, yeah, we have a Republican governor in Ted Kennedy's state, but, you know, that's not enough. We need a guy. We need Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. You know, we need Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham. What do we need? Josh Hawley. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They couldn't appear on the street in Boston. Those guys in South Boston would take care of business. They could not appear on the street in Boston. And this is the kind of stuff. And I got to get back to what Luke said. Think about this. In the history of the United States, there have only been a handful of times where somebody's been elected to statewide office in one state and then another state. Now, it's hard to do. And it's hard to do. In Wisconsin, you just can't go to Alabama and think you're going to run for something. So Romney, he's governor of Massachusetts two terms, and now he's the senator from Utah, the most liberal state in the union and the most conservative state in the union. That would be like a guy being governor of New York and then going senator of Alabama. How likely do you think that is? Not very likely. But Mitt Romney, amazing guy. And then he was, of course, their candidate. But these people out in Massachusetts, these Republicans, have gotten too fat and sassy, too big for their britches. So they got Charlie Baker. I mean, he's a Republican. He's pro-business Republican. He's a Republican. He vetoes things that the Republicans want, and he gets in everybody's face. But he says, you know, beating a cop to death is something I won't stand for. One of the other cops that was hit on the head with a lead pipe is going to lose an eye. Several have brain damage. Several have broken ribs. Something like over 100 officers in that melee were injured in some respect. They're beaten up. They're beaten up. And, you know, Charlie Baker said, I'm for law enforcement and I'm not putting up with that. And the Republican Party in Massachusetts goes, well, you know, you're not pure. Okay, who's pure? Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley. Ted Cruz. Lizard Man. Lizard Man in Texas is pure. The Texas papers are calling for his resignation. The Missouri papers are calling for Josh Hawley's resignation. That's what they want. There's some sick people out there. And I mean that they're sick in a lot of ways, but not just for wanting Cruz and Hawley, but being stupid enough in Massachusetts, in Ted Kennedy's state, John F. Kennedy's state, in the Kennedy family state, Elizabeth Warren's state, to somehow say, well, you know, yeah, you're a Republican, but you're a rhino. We want the gold standard. Who's the gold standard? How about Mitt Romney? He was your governor, your Republican governor, and he was your presidential candidate. And he voted to convict in the Ukraine impeachment. And now he is one of the five, the leaders of the Republican Party, who voted to table the resolution to dismiss the case against Trump now for the insurrection and go forward with it. What, that's not good enough for you? What, Mitt Romney's not good enough for you? In Massachusetts, and what? Charlie Baker is not good enough for you? Well, I'll tell you who you're going to get. Unfortunately, we put up this very bad candidate, this attorney general. When she ran against the senator for Ted Kennedy's seat, the Republican, she took the last 2 weeks of the election off. She went to Florida. She went to Florida. She went to Florida with her husband. She goes, well, I got it in the bag. I'm ahead in the polls. And then they said to her, why don't you go to Fenway Park after a Red Sox game, put on a Red Sox cap and shake hands? She said, I don't need to do that. I don't do that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not into baseball. You know, they're very big into baseball in Boston after they stupidly traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees, stupidly, 100 years ago. They go, oh, Babe Ruth, he's kind of an ungainly looking guy. He's really a pitcher and he's not bad, not bad. And yeah, he's an amazing hitter for a pitcher. So yeah, we'll get rid of him to the Yankees. And then you had the curse of the Bambino. And so everybody knows this stuff. They love it. She goes, I'm not really big on baseball and I'm going to Florida. She manages to lose in for Ted Kennedy's seat. That's what she managed to lose.
Yeah, and one quick correction. I thought Romney was governor for two terms in Massachusetts. It was just one term from 2002 to 2006.
That's right. But I know what it was. He put through RomneyCare.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that's passed, like little Obamacare.
Yep.
That was the basis of Obamacare. And Obama goes, hey, Romney's your guy. He was your presidential nominee against me. And I beat him, but I thought he had a good idea. Let's do right. Oh, no, it's not. No, no, no. Romney's no good. Yes, he was our presidential candidate, but he's no darn good. That's the kind of stuff they say up there. They have a sick Democratic Party, very sick, Republican Party, very sick. And we have a sick Democratic nominee and that attorney general. Never let her run again, believe me. All right. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for